Any thoughts?
I'm buzzing.
Questions? Yeah. Okay, so you want to play with the mind a little bit? All right. So if you're, I don't think I get taller if I do that. Mm-hmm. So if you're comfortable, you could shut your eyes. Tapping gives you a lot of space, so I want to give you something to keep moving forward. All right, so just kind of settle in for a minute, and in your mind, imagine. Imagine in whatever way is comfortable for you. That there's a field all around you. Maybe you see it like a grid, a graph. Think of something you've seen in a sci-fi movie or through technology and electronics. Imagine there's a way that your mind could see the traveling of information or frequency through space. And imagine now, because it is actually true, that you are the center of your life. You're the most important person in your life. You're the center of all your experience. Everything you feel, everything you remember, everything you co-create, everything you align with, begins within you. And playfully now, imagine that you can think of this space all around you, and you are the center. And playfully, in any way that works for your imagination, know that your past is out there, somewhere in that field, because you can access it through memory. The memories when you were small or younger. The memories of last year, of 10 years ago. And when you have a sense of direction for that, is it behind you, to your left? Is it further away from you? Once you have a sense of that, now project out in a different direction that which you would desire. Pick a symbol of something you would desire in this next few months. And whatever it is, imagine it in any way, any kind of symbol or form that represents it. And really look at it now. When you get that thing, money or health, relationship, idea, promotion, job, peace, whatever it is that you've decided upon, when you get it, look and see how it blesses other people. See that it's so much bigger than you ever imagined, that it would connect you and align you to others in a very powerful, loving, good way. If it is money, it would come through something that you give to others, and the exchange would be through the energy of money. So it would bless somebody else. It would bless their life, whatever the exchange is. And if it's an idea, or if it's health, think of how that would bless the people closest to you, how you would show up more powerfully, happy, and how that would resonate out 360 degrees all around you. And now imagine with me for just a moment that you, as the center of this imagination, you're so tiny compared to all the billions of people, all the galaxies, this wonderful planet that we live on. How small it is, the thing that you want. That it's not earth-shattering. That it's totally feasible. And playfully imagine that you could reel it in closer through your heart. And that as it moves closer to you in this particular visualization, that which you desire, as it's coming closer to you, you're radiating out gratitude, joy, peace. that it's expanding your ability to have a positive influence on the world, on others, on your future. See that the desire came from within you. It radiated out in the field. Something returned to you, and it expanded your ability to desire even more. And that is the gift, the interaction, the giving and receiving, the desiring and creating. The expansion is the gift. We're now taking a big breath. And gently coming all the way back. All the way back. Okay, any comments? Nice, right? So do you see how to play with it a little bit? We tend to have been taught, or maybe it was my only limited way of seeing, you know, I want something, it's about me wanting it. But it's not. Your desire is a very creative force. And in any exchange, when you project out that it blesses more than just your life, it's a lot easier to resonate with it. And that's an expanded thought. Right?